This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Drama unfolding in the state of Florida. Ian gaining strength rapidly. The Tampa International Airport is going to shut down tomorrow at 5. The St. Pete Tampa Airport will also shut down. There are people that are being told to evacuate. There are others who are considering doing so. It could be the worst hurricane that has hit the Gulf region, the Gulf side, the West Coast of Florida in 100 years. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, despite all that, and I know there's a lot of Floridians that are listening and are resilient and have been reaching out to me, and I thank you for that because, of course, we moved our operation to exactly that part of Florida, which is beautiful, a little slice of paradise. People are wonderful and very, very helpful, even in this very trying, trying time. But 300,000 plus have been ordered out. And here's what happens. As this gets closer and closer and closer and the window starts to shrink, some of those bridges, those access areas will also close. And then when people decide at the last second to scurry away, of course, you have the massive traffic. We saw that during Katrina when people tried to get out of New Orleans at the waning moments as it was getting closer and closer, or I should say really hours. And you had so many traffic backups going all the way up to Dallas and other parts of Texas. And this is what you decide. You decide, do you stay? Do you go? Do you board up? Are you sandbagging? How bad is the zone going to be? How devastating is this going to be? And a lot of times, the way the hurricanes track in the different models, something turns somewhere. We saw that happen with Irma, where it was supposed to smash into Tampa and instead took a different turn and hovered around Orlando and in some really inland places that they weren't expecting that to happen. So we'll be talking about that, of course. And in just a second, we're going to go to the governor and hear what the governor had to say today about the severity of it and to take it seriously and whatnot in looking at all of the models. And then in the meantime, you've got some really wild things happening in Russia because of what I call the forced you will serve or else movement that's going on. And there's been big protests to that. So Russia is seeing an exodus of military age men who don't want to serve. They fear being called up, so much so some of them are killing themselves, and they're just doing whatever they can to get away from the Kremlin and run away so that they don't have to be put in those situations where you also have President Zelensky of Ukraine saying, listen, we will help you if you're in this situation. Come to us. If you're serving, you're there. And if so be it, you don't want to go back, etc., we will do something to find an alternative. This has taken a very, very wild, wild turn. So again, my name is Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's what Governor DeSantis had to say about Ian.
Will bring heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, along with isolated tornado activity along Florida's Gulf Coast. Floridians up and down the Gulf Coast should feel the impacts of this as up to 36 hours before actual landfall due to the size of the hurricane. This is a really, really big hurricane at this point. The diameter, the width of it's about 500 miles wide. Of course, we've declared a state of emergency for the entire state, given the uncertainty that exists. Of course, as we go every hour, we get a little bit more certainty in the general area, and we know that this is going to have major impacts on Florida's Gulf Coast. We've issued waivers of weight restrictions for commercial trucks to ensure we have ample fuel and resources coming into Florida. Make sure you're prepared. There's no need to panic buy. If you normally don't drink a lot of water, you know, you may not need to go out and buy 20 gallons of water right now. You have a significant storm that may end up being a Category 4 hurricane, and I know they say it may slow down by the time it reaches landfall, but if you have that off the west coast of Florida, that's going to cause a huge amount of storm surge. You're going to have flood events. You're going to have a lot of different impacts from that. So we want everybody to be safe. We want people to weather the storm, and that ultimately is the most important thing.
There you go. So that's the most important thing. And, of course, it is protecting life, protecting your family. And there are concerns about power outages, lots of trees coming down, because you could have, I just watched the newest updates on the models and what the gusts could be as up to, like in Pinellas, which is where St. Petersburg is, for example, they could see wind gusts of 92, 95 miles an hour, but their gusts are, it's not sustained wind. That would mean in certain areas that you would get that. At this point, you don't know for sure. And this is the waiting game when it comes to a hurricane, which is different from the tornado. Because as many of you who listen in this audience know, and I have been there, I've seen people go through tornadoes, I have been through a tornado, you have no idea, none. You have no warning. Here, people have a warning and a decision to make as to what they're going to do. Because if you look at the track, even if you're hurricane weary, it could be headed right for you. All right, on that note, let's turn to a friend of the show that we haven't talked to in a while here. Let's turn to Grim. Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Kate. I'm just having a little problem with hashtags. I mean, We started out with hashtag deplorable, and now there's so many, I don't know what all to add.
You just make one up, put it out there, and then see if it gains any steam. You're right, there are a lot of hashtags out there.
Well, I just think, why not just call it what it all is, hashtag evil.
Yeah, all the way around. We're living in really crazy times, whether it's you're talking about culturally, whether you're talking about politically. It is, it's wild. It is. And you look at Putin and you talk about hashtag evil. There's hashtag evil right there for you.
Well, I figured that covered the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Hey, you have to do this now. And of course, they don't want to do it because now the word is trickling in and they understand, because remember, it's a communist country. So they're spoon fed what he wants them to believe, the people, and then more information leaks out there and they realize what's really happened with Ukraine, and then the people are caught up in it and they don't want to serve that. They don't want to do that.
Well, you need to hook up with my sister. She's down there in Tampa, and I understand you're back down in Florida yourself, so I'm praying for y'all.
Oh, thank you, Grim, and we're praying for you too. Thanks for reaching out to us. Keep fighting the good fight. You sound really, really good. So thanks for checking in, and we'll think about your sister too. And Tampa, boy, Tampa is really in the center point of this, because you have the different counties, as many of you know, who are live in one spot, and then a county over is where they get hit with that tornado. Or, like in the case of Katrina, it was water that killed people. I said this the other night. And remember, it was the winds, the hurricanes that went after the people in Biloxi, ultimately, two different sides of the impact of Katrina. Absolutely devastating. You have thoughts on Ian and many, many other things. We're going to go to that next when we hit the mailbag.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, it didn't take long. We didn't have to dig very hard to get all your thoughts. K2KDelaneyRadio.com. You know it, 24/7. That's how you can get to me. And the window is always, always open. So I'm not surprised. We have lots of people listening to us in a couple of different areas in Florida. In fact, all over Florida, and especially in the Panhandle and also in South Florida and some of the areas that will be affected, we believe, by Ian anyway. So I got this one from Joe, who says, "Hey, Kate, I love the show. I listen to it all the time. I know that you've been to Tallahassee. You talk about Tallahassee. So welcome to a wonderful place to live. You picked a wild time to be here, unfortunately, because of what's going on with Ian. And now we keep hearing it may move further north. But this is what you live with, gal, when you live here." So my question to you is, do you feel like the people around you have been pretty helpful when it comes to getting prepared for a hurricane? I've lived in Florida for the past 10 years since I went to school here. I just fell in love with it, and I find that the people really adopt you as their own. I do feel the same way. Yes, absolutely. From the second I walked into the neighborhood, I felt that way. But knowing that, we're new here, and do we know, what do you put in a hurricane kit? And listen, I've been through
tornadoes and earthquakes and a hurricane a long, long, long time ago. But, yeah, somebody, a neighbor today, gave me, like, a walkthrough of things to think about. So here's, like, a tip. You get these wind gusts, or the wind and the rain and, you know, the storm surge, which is the concern. I'm a little further inland, though. I'm not, like, right on the beach, right on the water. And one of the things he said to me is, hey, you know, hoses, undo the hoses and put them in the garage, because it's like a weapon, because it'll just start to fly and it just hits things all over the place. So you're looking for things that could become flying objects. And that was a good tip, because I didn't think about it. And even putting trash cans, you know, they have the big, some of you understand this, because you've got the big plastic trash that you put out, you know, the trash cans, if you will. And he said the same thing. You can't, don't put them on the side of the house, put them in the garage. So yes, absolutely, 100%. People have been wonderful, and they're looking at it, and, you know, you do get hurricane weary. I think even sometimes people, when they get too many tornado watches, do the same thing. As I lived in Tornado Alley, so I saw some of that too. All right, I got another one along those lines, and this one was from Dan, who says, Kate, my mother lives in Fort Myers, and we are up a little bit further than that, closer to the panhandle. And we got her out of there because that's kind of in that cone of uncertainty. You know, you get so much hurricane coverage, and it's so, so slow waiting for hurricanes. At least you have time to prepare, but then it's like this anticipation of what's the worst that can happen here. But with all the counties being in the state of emergency in the state of Florida, which I think is a smart thing for DeSantis to do. And, of course, you have the National Guard at the ready, and you've got power trucks, which is normal, as people know, lined up and ready to roll. I think this was really, really, really a smart thing to do. Just get in front of it as much as possible. But absolutely. And you're right about the power trucks. People know this in other areas, because when you know the power is going to go down, people will come from other places to pitch in and be part of that, because you just can't get the power up fast enough because you lose too much power. In my neighborhood, the last time they had a hurricane, a tropical storm a couple of years ago, they lost power for a week. So That's where it can get really hairy, right? Because maybe you've got debris and you're dealing with that, and you dodged some of the worst that maybe other people had happen. But now you have this situation where you have high humidity and power. You need power, especially with so many people working from home. They're not going off to an office somewhere. That's where the office would help, right? Hey, and go to the office and get cool and just work from there, because hopefully they have power. But if they don't have power, then we're all in trouble. All right, this one is from Stryker. And Stryker says, Kate, how cool was it that NASA... And I know you know this, the DART hit an asteroid in a test to see if we could stop an asteroid. It was like a movie that it just slammed into this asteroid at hypersonic speed. I think it is so incredibly cool. And so, you know what, like we saw in the movies with probably three or four, Armageddon's one of them, three or four different types of scripts that actually were made into motion pictures about this very thing. This is something that I believe is a concern, or why would they have that kind of a test? You know what? Ding, 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 100 points for you. I thought it was really, really cool too. And you can go and see it. They had a live DART cam, and you could see where that, what happened, the whole idea of the first planetary defense test. So the DART's cameras, cube-shaped impactor vehicle, I guess, it's not very big. It's like smaller than a vending machine, with two rectangular solar arrays, and it streaked into this asteroid about the size of a football stadium. And that's like 6.8 million miles from Earth. Isn't that mind-boggling? It took 7 years to develop this. And the whole idea is exactly that, is that is a spacecraft capable of changing the trajectory of an asteroid through sheer kinetic force, nudging it off course to keep it out of Earth's harm, out of harm's way. Did it succeed? They got to test it. They have to look at what happened. They're going to look at the observations of the asteroid next month. But it certainly was an outcome that they were hoping for. They made the impact. They hit the bullseye. Now what does this tell us and what does this show us? And you got to love that whole idea that, couldn't it be problematic if we had a meteor that was too big that could clobber us? And then, you know, how do we stop it? What do we do to stop it? All right, how about this one from, this is our final one. This one is from Hal. Hi, Kate. My wife and I were going to get a house in Phoenix. You talk about Arizona, liking it all the time. In fact, a lot of the places that you've lived, I think, are those desirable areas in the Sun Belt. And when the pandemic happened, the homes in those areas, a lot of them really boomed. And I guess because of the interest rates, people are backing out of a lot of contracts. I have friends in the business in Phoenix and friends in the business in Texas and even in Vegas. And the housing market, as you've talked about, has really, really slowed down. I guess the good news is in a few years, some of the places that were desirable that people want to live in will still be desirable, but maybe you can get a much better deal than what you currently are getting. Yeah, you know, what goes up must come down. The pandemic boom towns, they call them. So, you know, more than 15% of the homes were in cities in the Sun Belt. They were under contract in August. A lot of them fell through. A lot of deals just dropped apart. It just a year ago, 12% of home buyers were backing out of deals, and now it's up over 15, 16%. Because that happens. Something comes up, something happens with price, something happens with inspection or, you know, whatever it is. But a slowing housing market allows the people who are buying to renege because they don't need to waive some of the contract contingencies to compete. Like before you were competing with, hey, that guy has a bag of cash. They're willing to pay you X amount up front, or, you know, people really outbid for certain homes. And I guess now that is really, really, really turned around, and we're not surprised by that. And, of course, the reason is because, I think, because of the interest rates and how much more people would pay. All right, I said it at the top. I'll say it again. If you want to reach us, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. He was on The Bachelorette. He has a million-dollar smile, and he's going to tell you how you can get that same smile next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. NASA spacecraft DART hit a harmless asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour as intended. It was a dress rehearsal for a killer rock star actually heading for Earth. 17 people are dead, including 11 children. In a school shooting in Russia, the gunman killed himself after the attack, which also saw 24 wounded, the vast majority of them children. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over a percent. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off 38. No more Pro Bowl as we know it. It's going to be called the Pro Bowl Games now, which will feature a flag football game. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You might have remembered him from the Bachelorette. What a smile. $1 million smile. He's honest and he has a great message. And it's funny. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately because of people putting off taking care of their teeth. So in our virtual green room, Dr. Chris Strandberg, he's certainly a renowned dentist and a former contestant on The Bachelorette. If you remember season 11, I will never forget that smile. So Doc, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So are you concerned that coming out of the pandemic, there were so many people that didn't go to dentists or they were afraid to go anywhere. So I think people put off some dental care.
People did put off dental care. And I've had a lot of patients that, you know, I haven't seen them in a while and they're finally back. They're like, all right, look, I know oral care is important. I want to be more proactive and preventative with my health. So let's go. Like, tell me everything I need to do to be as healthy as possible. And they're coming in, they're taking my recommendations. So for me as a dentist, it's awesome to see people taking advice and just taking charge of their oral health.
Yeah. And you partnered with Waterpik, and people talk about Waterpik as being phenomenal as far as getting into those spaces that you can't normally get into no matter how great of a brusher you are.
Oh man, it's awesome. I love Waterpik. I love the water flossing products that they have. And you got it. Like, string flossing is very difficult. It's very technique sensitive. A lot of times you're leaving stuff behind and you don't even realize it. So if you add water flossing, it's a high pressure jet stream of water and it pulses and it pushes out debris and plaque and stuff stuck between your teeth, especially in the back where it's hard to get your fingers with string floss, it's easy to reach back there and just clean below the gum line. So when I recommend it to my patients, a lot of times, like, all right, here's a challenge. Add this to your routine and let's see what happens. And when they come back for their next cleaning, I'm like, this is incredible. Like, this isn't even the same patient now. You just transformed it. And it really is about just adding that in daily. It's those little daily habits that build up a lot over the course of, you know, 6 months, a year, and it transforms your health. It minimizes bleeding of the gums, and it just maximizes your oral health.
Yeah. And going back to what you first started talking about and why that's so important, what are some of the trends that you've seen with your patients' oral care lately?
Yeah, I think people have really understood that inflammation is bad. And one of the primary sources of inflammation actually comes from the gums and the mouth. And that inflammation, even though it's there, a lot of times you don't feel it. So you have to be proactive and preventative. And people are saying, okay, inflammation, this is, my mouth is still part of my body. So I want to minimize inflammation in any way I can. It's actually pretty easy. It's really about following the basics and using every tool at your disposal to keep your oral health in check. So in addition to going to the dental office frequently, add in water flossing, and you also want to minimize snacking, because snacking promotes growth of bad bacteria. In fact, frequent snacking, especially in starchy foods, promotes cavity formation. So if you minimize kind of snacking throughout the day, you add your Waterpik water flosser, you're really going to maximize your oral health day in and day out.
Yeah. So Waterpik is it. Are there other things that you would suggest to help us get that perfect score when we go to the dentist?
Yeah, I would say actually just have fun. Like, get one of these water flossers. One of my favorites is the Waterpik Aquarius. It's sort of the maximum performance water flosser. And play around with it. So brush twice a day and floss. But then when you add in that water flosser, see how much other stuff comes out. And you'll see, you'll get used to adding in that water flosser and feeling like another level of clean. And that's what I want people to really understand and get used to, is you really can tell a difference. Using the Aquarius on a daily basis, it also helps to minimize just that plaque buildup. It's 99.9% effective at removing plaque. And you'll notice that makes a difference in your smile, because plaque that collects on teeth that's left behind after brushing, that's what turns yellow a lot of the time. So a lot of times yellow teeth comes from just those surface stains, because you're not getting as thorough of a clean with your normal tools. But adding in a water flosser, especially let's say that you drink wine and it stains your teeth, get in there with a water flosser and it'll just brighten it right back up.
Ooh, that's great advice. You hit my hot spot for sure. So, and I think a lot of people that are listening too, and coffee would be another one of those.
Exactly. Like, have your morning coffee and then get in there with the water flosser and you won't see the stain show up.
I love it. All right, Dr. Chris, where can we go for more information?
So Waterpik has a number of awesome products, and you can check them all out, including the Aquarius, at waterpik.com.
All right, Dr. Chris Strandberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love that, the whole idea of the yellow tea thing. And if you're a coffee drinker, guilty. And if you're a red wine drinker, occasionally, that would be me, then sometimes that happens. Although lately it's beer, B-E-E-R for me, here and there. Cold glass, couple of olives in it, takes every edge off you can imagine. So there was a Boston firm that analyzes potential catastrophic damage when it comes to hurricanes, and they found that the region that could suffer $175 billion in damage from the storm the size of Hurricane Katrina, remember how awful that was? I've mentioned it a bunch lately. The World Bank study, that's what it was called, said Tampa Bay, which is home to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and a bunch of other beach towns and low-lying communities, is one of the 10 most at-risk metropolitan areas on the globe. And what some of the data showed that the Tampa Bay area has experienced sea level rise in the last couple of generations, and they've been measuring it since, I don't know, let's say what you, I do know, 1947.
And St. Petersburg is a good example. They've shown a rise of 9 inches since they started to record that. So, you know, what does that all that mean? What it means is when you look at these storms and you talk about storm surge and what could possibly happen and the structures and making those kinds of decisions, that's where the reality hits. For example, Pinellas County is bordered on three sides by water, and it's home to fragile barrier islands, which, by the way, are closed starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Only people that live there and can prove they live there, they have a special pass, and they can, or they show a driver's license that proves that they live there. They're the only ones that can get in because of now the strong winds and the storm surges that are ahead. So if a forceful hurricane like Ian, if it becomes that, were to push into Tampa Bay, the winds and the surge could just devastate downtown Tampa and surrounding neighborhoods because there is no place for all the water to go, right? And the other part of this is the massive power outages and overwhelming the water systems and the dangerous flooding, and that's the worst case scenario. And they're not in telling people, warning people, like you heard at the top of the show, if you were clicked into us, DeSantis, the governor, what he had to say, they're just telling people to pay attention, to not blow it off, right? If it's 6, 8, 10 feet of water, what does that happen? You know, what happens there? Of course, that could push houses off their foundation. And then you've got debris and damages, and roads could be washed out, and bridges could be impacted, and most high-rise buildings, their electrical equipment, elevators shut down on the ground floor, and that could all be, you know, washed away. But, you know, this is the scary part. It doesn't mean that's exactly what's going to happen. It just means that these are some of the possibilities, which is why this storm has people on edge and does remind me a lot of some of the conversations that people weren't paying attention to so much about Katrina and what Katrina could ultimately bring. All right, we do have a man cave coming up in our next hour, but I want to throw a couple of things in. You know, baseball is all about records, and some of them are not always the pleasant, great records, like Albert Pujols hitting over 700 home runs in his career and joining an exclusive club of just four. How about the Nationals? They hit 100 losses. 100 losses. An 8-0 beatdown from the Braves gave them that distinction. That is an awful season. It's pretty easy to get tickets to the Nationals, though. That was good news for some people. It's I love what the manager, Dave Martinez, said of reaching 100 losses. It sucks. We all know it sucks, right? But we got to remember what we're trying to do here. It's going to be a process. Oh, he could be a good politician. It's a process. So moving forward, hopefully this will be the last year we lose 100 games and we get better. Oh, that's awful. The absolute dregs of the baseball playing world. And of course, we're pulling for Miles Garrett. He's hospitalized after his car flipped. The injuries weren't life threatening. You think of what an incredible player he is. You know, the Browns defensive end had to be taken to a hospital. And again, not life threatening, but the car flipped. It was a single car crash on Monday afternoon. There's also a female passenger. Same thing, not life threatening. And no impairment really from alcohol or drugs suspected from this. But it was just he's driving his Porsche and he was damaged in this rollover incident. And it would be pretty scary if you saw what I saw, and you can look it up, and seeing what his car looks like. He's pretty lucky to have gotten away and walked away with what he did have happen. Stay with us.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're here with Jason Reed. His book is incredible, Rising Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. I'm a big fan of his. When I started my career just outside of L.A., I read his stuff on the Dodgers at the Los Angeles Times, and then when he was with the Washington Post, he covered the then Redskins, which are now the Commanders, and you can catch his stuff on ESPN Now. He's the senior NFL writer and Scape, and of course he's been with ESPN, and you see him all over the place, and this book is really incredible. I read it from cover to cover. I learned some things I didn't know, and you're going to learn some amazing things too. So Jason, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, there's a slew of quarterbacks. I'm from Philly, so I can't help it. I'm high on Jalen Hurts. I mean, I know it's really at the beginning of his career, so to speak, with the pros, but we saw what he did in college. It's a different story with the black quarterbacks now. Do you think they're getting, the black quarterbacks are getting the recognition they deserve?
Yeah, you know, I like to tell people now that there has never been a better time to be a black man who plays quarterback or aspires to play quarterback in the NFL. These guys are beloved by fans. They have the biggest contracts. Their platforms are enormous because of their success. And, you know, this has really been a journey more than 100 years in the making, because black quarterbacks or black men who aspire to play quarterback in professional sports, most successful league and professional sports, you know, most powerful league, were largely prohibited from doing it for most of the league's history. It really is a recent development. And by recent, I mean the mid to late 80s was when we really start to see black quarterbacks becoming okay, a part of the game, not considered an oddity or an outlier, that they really were, okay, people who were in the fabric of the NFL. So, yeah, a lot has changed, and we're at a point right now where, you know, in another 5 to 10 years, it would not be shocking if you saw as many as 12 to 16 superstar black quarterbacks. And by that, I mean, when you look at the college game now, you look at the traditional college powers, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the USCs, all led by star black quarterbacks. You know, I'm a sports writer, and when I started my career, I was covering high school recruiting, and you would go to these elite high school recruiting camps for the quarterbacks, and you'd never see black faces. Now, there are superstar 4- and 5-star recruits who are black quarterbacks all over the place. So we are in the era of the black quarterback now, and the pipeline from youth football to high school football to college football, it's just going to continue to flow to the NFL. And, you know, it really is something that when you talk about the evolution of the country, you know, in terms of many issues, you can see it in the NFL with the rise of the black quarterback.
And this is an obvious question, but why did it take so long for black quarterbacks to be accepted?
You know, I've talked so much about this in my discussions about the book, and I try not to oversimplify it, but it really just comes down to racism. I mean, black men in the NFL, not just in the NFL, I mean, in America, were not considered to be smart enough, leaders, people who could inspire others. And by others, I mean, other, you know, white people. So, you know, if you look at that, if that's the way black men were looked at in society, clearly sports are just a, you know, microcosm of society. So that's the way they were going to be looked at in the NFL. And for decades, black players were not allowed to play the so-called thinking man's positions, center on the offensive line, because the center has to make line adjustments, middle linebacker on the defense, middle linebacker is a quarterback of the defense, or safety. The safety is a quarterback of the secondary. So if black players were not allowed to play those positions, clearly they wouldn't be allowed to play the ultimate thinking man's position, which is quarterback. So, you know, it really wasn't until these owners started to see that, okay, well, the game has gotten so big now that quarterback is truly the most important position. You can't overlook anyone at that position if you want to try to win. And it was really a matter of self-preservation for general managers and coaches, because once the game exploded, and, you know, when we get, you know, people forget that Major League Baseball really dwarfed the NFL for much of the previous century. But once you start getting into the 80s and the Super Bowl became this thing that occupied like all of America and the pageantry around it and the spectacle around it and these teams like, you know, the Bears and the 49ers and the Giants. Like once the NFL going into the 80s really started to overtake Major League Baseball and the money got so big, these general managers and owners could not afford to just say, well, we're not going to take this quarterback because he's black. Because if you pass over somebody who can help you win and you lose your job, you're going to be like, I wish we'd have looked at that guy. So that's really the change that occurred.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jason Reed, and the book is Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. I think that is such a big part of the title of this book. If you would, because we want people to go and get it, let's whet their appetite a little bit. Tell us a couple stories in the book.
You know, well, one story, a great one, is about Warren Moon, the only black quarterback enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, I suspect that's going to change in the years to come, but right now he's the only one in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, Warren Moon, he wasn't drafted into the NFL when he came out of, and it's so crazy when you think about it now. He was the what is now the Pacific 12 Conference. Back then it was called the Pac-8 Conference. He was the Pac-8 Conference co-player of the year, and he helped Washington win the Rose Bowl, the University of Washington, and he doesn't get drafted. I mean, that would never happen out of a major conference today, but he has to go to Canada, continue his career, goes to Canada, lights it up, wins championships, sets records passing. The then Houston Oilers, win a bidding war to get Warren to come down from Canada. And after, a transition period, he had a rough, first year, in making that transition. But after that transition, he lights it up. He becomes a perennial Pro Bowler. He sets, records. He gets into the Hall of Fame. And it's just so interesting how history might have been different, because the Dallas Cowboys, the elite scout of the Dallas Cowboys in their draft meeting, that 1978 draft, said, hey, this guy is a guy we should draft. But black men were not being drafted to play quarterback in the NFL in the late 60s and even to the late 70s. So, or at least not in high numbers in the late 70s. And Warren Moon got passed over. How might history have been different if Warren Moon had gone to Dallas and was the quarterback after Roger Staubach instead of Danny White? I mean, Dallas fans may want to think about that. Another story I would say, contemporary one, Patrick Mahomes. Just the clout he wields and how he uses his power to push the NFL to do things that he thinks it needs to do in terms of social justice issues. He's very big in voting rights. And, I was thinking about the fact that, so many quarterbacks, he stands on the shoulders of so many quarterbacks before him who did not have the power to affect change. And the fact that he does, and the fact that he uses that power without, concern about what it might do to his brand and people who might get upset about it, it says a lot about the rise of the black quarterback.
Yeah. And now finally moving from quarterback to, we see what's happening in the NFL, coaches, underrepresentation, obviously, same thing in the GM ranks and front office ranks, and we see the Brian Flores lawsuit. What do you think it'll take for that to change?
Well, I think people are just going to have to keep pushing. People internally in the NFL who believe that diversity and inclusion are good things from a business standpoint, those people have to keep pushing. Civil rights advocates on the externally, they have to keep pushing. Because, clearly the hiring front is the next big front. It used to be that the biggest frontier in the NFL for black men was quarterback, getting to play the quarterback position. Now the frontier that has to be conquered and tamed, so to speak, is hiring at the executive level, in football operations and business operations, and on-field hiring with coaching in terms of head coaches. So I think that, what we need to see is what we're seeing right now, but just in an ongoing basis, people continuing to push because this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. For you, last question, what was it like writing this book? Because I've said I'm a big fan. I've followed your career. You get sports. You've covered it for sports for a long time. I can imagine 70, 75 interviews, lots of conversations. So it might have been quite an undertaking. Was it fun?
It was funny. It's so funny you mentioned the number. It was over 70 interviews, and it was done over about an 18-month period, researching, reporting, writing. I've been a sports writer my whole career, a beat writer and a columnist, and I always wanted to write a book, but from a timing standpoint, then life gets in the way. You get married, you have kids, and a lot of things. But bottom line was, this is a book I had a lot of passion about. I was given time to write it, to report it, and to write it in a way that I felt would do the subject matter justice. And I'm very proud of it. And I hope people will come to the book with an open mind and leave with maybe a new perspective on something that they thought they knew everything that there was to know about it.
Well said. Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. Jason Reed, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.